Topic tonight is the mitzvah in the sixth parasha, B'tzedek Tishpon HaMisecho, the more has two pshatim in it. One pshat, the more says it's referring to a dayan. The dayan has to make sure that the adjudication which is taking place between the two parties is balanced. He's not favoring in some way, allowing one to sit, one forcing one to stand, giving him more time, giving him less time, being sweeter to him, etc. He has to be balanced. That's one pshat, the Gemara. Second pshat, the more it says that you have to down another person the chavzchus. So that's the second pshat. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs brings both of them down, which means he learns that this is not a drasha and a smachta ba'alma, but it's a din d'oraisa. The Chinuch also, when he brings down the mitzvah, sees that the mitzvah of down the chavzchus is a mitzvah d'oraisa. They said that Reb Chaim Oizer one time had the horror that there's nothing the Rosh Hashanah created in the world which for no purpose. He says, why the Russian create a kruma cup? Like, that's the one thing which doesn't make any sense. Like, a person who has a twisted mind. Like, what? Like, Hashem created everything, there's a need for it. There's a purpose for it. The Medrash talks about, David Melch asked why the Russian have to create spiders, and he was saved by spiders. You know, we have to create shoytim, he's saved by the shoytim. Why do you need a kruma cup? He says, you need a kruma cup to down the chavzchus, he says. right? That's what they say from Chaim Oizer. So then the question really begs itself, what does it mean that you're supposed to down the chavzchus if the answer is it's like a strange? So why there's a strange mitzvah? The Russian saying, listen, don't think straight, think crazy, and that's the mitzvah. Like, really? That must not be stopper. That's one problem. Second problem which you have in the mitzvah is the language of the pasuk itself. Betzedek tishpon HaMisecho. The word betzedek means correctly. I think I told you once from Yaakov. So this goes back to 1976, I think. 75, 76. So I was in Muncie for Pesach. And I was eating by the Shulmans for the Suda, and their son Binyamin was making a siyum. He was finishing. He was like 15 years old. It's almost in 76. He was 15 years old. And he was finishing Shas Mishnayos. So they had the meal. They were making a siyum. So we had the Suda. And the meal, there was going to be some of the close family friends were going to join us for the siyum. Fine. That's what they told me. So at the end of the meal, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky walks in, Rabbi Feivelson walks in, Rabbi Breslauer walks in. Like, that's the family friends that they were saying were coming for. Like, really, you know? So I was the guest for the meals. I was sitting up in the front, so they put Rabbi Yaakov down right next to me. So this was, like, awesome, right? You know? And he stayed for an hour and a half. And he schmoozed, and he discussed, and he was talking, and people asking questions. It was just like, it was Gan Eden, almost. It was in Yiddish. And my mastery of Yiddish was not perfect at that point. You know, it's not perfect now either, but it's workmanship decent, pretty good. But then it was a little more challenging. But, so, one of the things is he said what's called, a vort on the end of the last Mishnah in Shas. So the last Mishnah in Shah says, two parts to the Mishnah, says, Omer Shem Mechalavta, that also Kosh Baruch Hu, Lahanchol Lechol Tzadik, Tzadik Shair Lomis, Shenemar Lahanchol Evayesh, or Tzadik Mamali. That's somebody else. Omer Shem Mechalavta, Lomot Kosh Baruch Hu, Klima Asa Baruch Hu, Yisil Ela Sholem, Shemar Shem Moiz, Lomit Tzadik, Shemar Rechaz Moiz Sholem. That's the Hamsach of the mission. That's the mission. So the first part of the mission is that everybody gets 310 worlds. The second half is Bershom, the best, the Kli, which holds Bracha, is Shalom. Like, what's the Hamsach of the mission? So I don't want to get involved in the whole board. But one thing he said was that the phrase Tzadik means, the Tzadik that says that the reason why this mission is here in the end of Shas is because you could think, mistakenly so, that the Tanoim, we've had multiple Machlokes Tanoim throughout Shas. He Asered, he was Mater, he was Poiter, he was Machayev, right, etc., etc. So maybe you think the only passing like gets more Schar. So the Mishnah, no. The Chol Tzadik and Tzadik, everybody gets the same Schar, whether we pass like them or not. That's what the Tosafos Yom Tov says. So Rabbi Yaakov says, so why do you use the word Tzadik? Tzadik means that you're righteous. Means you're right. The root of the word Tzadik is Tzedek, means it's correct. So, for example, the pasuk says, "Vitzdika was a tzaddik, Rishu was a rush." Pasuk in parshas Kiseitze, they go to a din between two parties.
and the tzaddik is found to be correct, and the rasha meaning the one who's off mark. Rashi points out that the word rishus means he's off mark. So the rasha is the one who's off mark, and the tzaddik means the one who's right. So he gave, and he said with this little giggle, Rav Yaakov he had this beautiful smile, also had a giggle. So he says, for example, imagine there'd be a din Torah between the Satmar Rav and myself, and I would turn out to be right. So in that din Torah, ich won't condemn them tzaddik, and the Satmar Rav won't condemn them Russia. And he started giggling. the tzaddik ador, the Satmar Rav was a tzaddik Yisrael Erlem. Says, I'd be the tzaddik, the Satmar Rav would be the Russia. Like, that was the example that he gave. It was very cute. So the word tzaddik means right. So, but that means you have to judge him correctly. So I come up with this, this wild, way out scenario. Listen, the guy cut me off, in a horrible way while he was driving. We talked about cutting off that. The reason why he did it is because his wife is sick and he has to get to the hospital. And, that must be the reason. 99% that's not the reason. That's not the guy who knows what, right? So that, why is that called tzedek? They judge him like that. You want it to call it chassidus. It's there. It's mean as chassidus. It's above and beyond the letter of the law. It's a chesed. The judge, I get it. Okay, fine. Turns behind me to judge people favorably, even though it doesn't make sense. I get it. But why are you calling it tzedek? Tishvur Amisa. That's the thing we have to imagine also. And then Bechla, you have to imagine. I saw interesting nusach. The Rambam brings this halacha down. There's a mitzvah down the chassus. Let's say I don't want it done at all. I'm not sure, darling. I'm the type of guy which I don't notice, these type of things. It's not, I'm focused on my own life, my own things. I'm not just in a gossip of what's tutsa yet. When people are happening, doing good, bad. He did something bad. I didn't notice. He's doing good. I also didn't notice. Why am I busy? Being a nosy Parker, as they say, in England. It's like my nose in everybody's business, right? So am I allowed to not judge? So the answer is yes. It's a mitzikus. I don't mitzikus. You're not mechivet on the chavsus. You're not mechivet on at all. But the pasuk doesn't sound like that. The pasuk sounds like you should be shayfet. Why should I be shayfet? I don't think shayfet at all, right? So that's some of the questions. So I just want to read you a few fascinating lashonos over here from the Ben Yair and others. Okay. This is in Shari Tshuva, this is in Shari Rishon. So Shari Tshuva is divided into four shorim. First of all, the language that the Rishonim use for the word Shar means a section. It doesn't mean a gate. The same way we divide Baba Kama, Baba Masiyah, Baba Basar, it's not three gates. Baba's the Aramaic word for a gate. The first gate, second, middle gate, and last gate. It means there's three sections of the Masechta. They're divided into three sections. The word Aramaic word for Baba is a gate. That's the famous more and more in the Dorm. The verse is the story of Baba Ben Buta, that the husband was upset at his wife, and he told her to go take the candle and bang it on the throw it onto the gate. She thought he meant throw it on Baba Ben Buta's head. So he went to Baba Ben Buta, she banged it on his head. So he looked at her and says, "Why do you do that?" She says, "My husband told me to." She says, "Well, if you listen to your husband, you zeichet to get wonderful children, just like Baba Ben Buta." Right, well, Gemara, right? But the word Baba means a gate. It also means his name is Baba. Mabuta, his name is Baba. Actually, this is totally an aside. Why in the world? I once heard this from Rabbi Avraham Chaim Feuer Shlita, Rabbi Gifter, his son-in-law. He had a suggestion why the Babas are called the Babas. Why do they call them Babas? Right. Now, it's not 100% answer, because if you look at the Masechtas Kalim, it's divided in three sections: Baba Kama, Baba Metziah, Baba Basra. Kalim is 30 Prokim. Many Rishonim hold that really the three Babas are really one Masechta. The Kulin, Azikin, Chada Masechta. Right? Some hold it's referring to all the Seder Nezikim. Some referring to those three Masechtas. So it's 30 Prokim. Kalim is 30 Prokim. Tesefta Kalim has three Babas. So, but he's like this. There's a Gemara that said, this is totally an aside, but it's a Gemara. I'm sorry. There's a Gemara that said, and the Gemara says that the time of Ben Buta, the Romans made a Xer against Smicha. Now, all to be a valid Dayan, you needed Smicha. You need Smicha back to, back to Moshe Rabbeinu. To be considered a Dayan to judge the Nefoshes, all of the valid halachas of the Yonasi, right? So they made the Romans wanted to eradicate the Yonis, recognizing that you no longer have a functioning Bezdin, you lose the power, you're going to destroy Klal Yisrael. So they made the Gzeira like this. They said anybody who gives Smicha will be killed, whoever gets the Smicha will be killed, and the city where the Smicha is given will be destroyed. More is the end of the first paragraph. So Mor says, that person should remember Latoiv. Ushmoy Baba Mbuta should remember Latoiv. He took Rekiba's five Talmidim. He went out to a midbar, middle of nowhere, and was equidistant to many, many cities. And he gave smicha to Rekiba's five Talmidim. Reb Shimon, Reb Yossi, Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, and Reb Elazar. The Mor says they saw the Romans coming. So he told them they should run. He says, "I'm already old. I'll stand in the way." It was a narrow passage, and you'll get away. The Mor says that they threw spears and spears into him until they killed him. Meanwhile, they got away, and that's why we still have smicha and klayis. So zachar ois ish l'toyv. That's what the Mor says. So Refoyer quoted from someone, I don't remember from whom, but he said, "So how do we remember l'toyv?" So he says the ikur place in the zikin that smicha is negatos is dinimomenis. They needed that which we bezin judge dinimomenis nowadays. The Mor said that before the last smicha ended, they created a concept of an extension of a shlichus which can go for generations and generations. For all the what they did in the future are connected back to that bezin, which was the last bezin of smuchim. That's what the Mor says. So really, you need smicha to judge these things. So the most common area is. All the things covered in Ezekiel. So that's why we named the sectors Baba, Kama, Baba, Matzia, and Baba, Basra, to remember Oishla Ishla Toiv, Baba Mut. That's what he said. Okay. And is it Pashab Shah? It's not that. But it's a very, very sweet word. So in my Gemara Baba Kama from Yeshiva, you write notes on the side of the Gemara, I have a note on the word Baba. I have a note on the word Baba on the front page, on the Sharblat. The reason why it's called a Sharblat. It's called a Sharblot. They used to put a picture of a gate, right? And so it's called a Sharblot. But it's that same idea was called because these were the Babas. Anyway, okay, total aside. Anyway, Shari Tshuva is called, so there's four sections. First section is about the way I divide the four sections, it's about Tshuva, that we know Tshuva. How do the Tshuva? What are the parts of Tshuva? That's the first section. Why do the Tshuva is the second section? What's the tshuva about is the third section. That's how it divides up. The fourth section is about how to get kapara. So in the first section, there are he lists 20 ikrim in tshuva. 20 different parts are necessary to do a complete tshuva. So here in the first section, he says like this. V'dibur shom melech alav al dvar tshuva. Part by Hunyan is that he says the following thought. Ois yud ches. First page. Pesach dvar of Omar. Pasuk in Mishlei says, "Ba'aloit tzaddikim rabba tiferis ubekumer shoyim ichupas adam." When the tzaddikim are excited and they're raised up, so you'll there'll be much tiferis, much glory. And when the rishoyim are raised up, people will be sought out. What is it? Pirish hatzaddikim mefarim u'mechadim b'nei adam al komayla toiva hanim says behem. Tzaddikim intends to focus on the positive people, and they praise people for that. Their tendency is to look for the people's defects, and their mistakes, in order to lower them, to throw them down. Okay? Because even if they don't shuva. Okay? So therefore, the Pasuk says that baloi tzaddikim, when the tzaddikim are raised up, rabbi tiferis, the glory of people is increased, because they'll talk about the good part about people. B'kum rishoyim, when the rishoyim are to take the upper hands, they will seek out every single defect in people. So that's, he says, the nature of tzaddikim is to look for the good. Okay? So then, that vorbetzim is no shaykhus. Its introduction to the next point was, but should you publicize what you've done wrong? So that's what he discusses. When you should, yes, admit publicly what you've done wrong, when not. But on the Malkim, you should not publicize. But on the Chaver, you could publicize. That's a discussion later on. Okay. Next page. So this is actually in the section where he deals with Lashon Hara. So in the third shahr, the last section deals with the there's four groups which are not makabel pnei shechina: the kat shakronim, the kat chenefim, the kat leitzonim, and the kat balei loshon hara. So each one of them, he divides up in different sections, different types of, there's the shakronim, which are really shakronim. There's people which are, you know, not as bad, and they don't have that same level of punishment. The same thing with the leitzim, the same thing with the chanefim, and the same thing with the balei loshon hara. Now, the Chofetz Chaim says that even though this is like a mutzar sefer, every single detail that he wrote al pi halacha. So you can learn out many halachas from the Rebbe Yarna. Halacha l'maisa, a large part of the yukim of the Chofetz Chaim halacha l'maisa and hevel lashon hara are based on the Rebbeinu Yarna. Okay, so the Chofetz Chaim in his sefer Chofetz Chaim discusses the halacha dan l'chavsus, because dan l'chavsus obviously plays a tremendous role in lashon hara. If I see down the person l'chayiv, I see something negative, and then I talk about it. So if I see something positive, there's nothing to talk about, right? So that, you know, so one of the veiras that a person is dealing with when he speaks lashon hara is he was not mekayim down the chavsus. Use reish zayin. So the Rebbe Yehuda talks about that. So look at Reish. Actually, look at Reish design for a second. A masabel lashon hara shtaim heina kara oisav. When a person says lashon hara, the truth is there really are two different things that he's doing. Hanazik v'abreishes asher yigrum l'chaverit. The effect of the lashon hara, it could cause him financial loss. It could cause him embarrassment, etc. That's one part of lashon hara. The second one is bechirasu lechayv l'shias chaver. He's the idea of looking at the other person negatively and saying negative about him. It causes no damage. Nobody believed it. They didn't believe a word that I said. But I've chosen to be negative about that person. That's a separate issue. The person says, I don't want you looking around at my people at the members of Klai so negatively. So whether it affects them or not is irrelevant. And the truth is, the second half is also true. Even if you said something which was not negative, if it damages the other person, it's still lesser. Mm-hmm. Right? So both parts. So the decision to be l'chai v'l'shias, the decision to perceive him that he's done wrong, that itself is an avera. I think I told you once. Well, one of my rabbis tells Rabbi Yaakov Cohn, Shabbat Shavuot Shlem, is not well. Rafal Yaakov Yisrael Hakoyin Ben Bela. Shabbat Shavuot Shlem. So Rabbi Yaakov loved having chakiras and different svaras. So he had the following shiloh. Chazal say that lo tehei shemiya gedola miriya. Hearing is never considered a stronger way to know something than seeing it. So therefore, if hearing Eidus and the Bezdin is sufficient, if the Bezdin actually saw it, it's good enough. Kal v'chomer is good enough. That's the Mor says. So he said, if there's an isser of Shmiyas Lashon Hara, there should be an isser of Re'iyas Lashon Hara. He says, what does that mean? Okay, so I'll give you an example. Let's say like this. This is the example that he gave. So imagine, you know, we live in a neighborhood, everybody's Shomer Shabbos. Everybody's from Shomer Shabbos, etc. There's a rumor going around that somebody in the neighborhood really is not being keeping Shabbos. No, okay. One Friday night, it's Shabbos morning, the baby wakes up, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, and he hears a car driving through the streets. Are you allowed to look outside and see who it is? That was a shiloh. You want to look outside and see? I want to know who it is. I'm curious. I want to know which guy is the guy who drives the car. Drives me Mikhail Shabbos. If I can't hear lashon hara, I can't see lashon hara. This is getting lashon hara, not speaking, but just hearing it is also. So seeing it should also be also. That was his shiloh. So I told him that I have arrived from Shlach Kodesh. The Shlach Kodesh in this week's parasha, the pasuk says lo yisele rochel b'mecha. So the Torah answers. Do not be a that the Torah's language of lashon hara is l'sei l'rochav amechas. Rashi says, what does that mean? That the derech of the Baal lashon hara was they would go to house A, pick up all of the negative information and then go to house B and share it. So that's like a ruckel. A ruckel was the traveling salesman, right? You pick up, you sell some things here, you pick up some new things, you go to the next, you know, the guy buys and sells shmatas, right? So that was the ruckel. So the story says, so why does Rosh Hashanah say the ruckel v'mecha? They tell you the veira is not when you say the Lashon Hara. The fact that you went to see what there is already the veira. You went to house A to see what's tutzach over there. That itself is already the veira. The shlo says. So seder ruach v'mech. The Torah writes a lot. The halicha already is the problem. The fact that you're going to find out information. Like, what's your business? Why do you want to know what's negative about somebody? So that itself is a problem. I once heard from Ramat Yisrael Solomon Shlitzer Shneur before Shlomo. Ramat Yisrael said he's English. He says the veira is don't be a nosy parker. Don't stick your nose in somebody else's business. Why are you looking? That's the veira. Okay, so Reishit Zayin, Vamar Shalom Melech Olam Shalom, Avilim Yolitz Asham Uveinrish Yeshurim Rotsa, Leiv Yudeh Mitzmaras Navsha B'Simchazoli Lo Yizarav Sar. So that's the pasuk of Mishlei, two pasukim. Avilim, those which are an avil is a person does averus. Yolitz Asham, he's going to make fun of the averus. Uvein Yeshurim, amongst the Yeshurim, amongst the righteous ones, the straight ones, Rotzen, there's Rotzen. Leiv Yudeh Smoras Navshoi, B'Sim Chosel Yizarav. What does it mean? Pirish. Havil, Yolitz Chayva. The Baal Aveira says over, Yechapis Mumi Ben Yodav, Vashmosam, V'yitim Hem Doifi. He seeks out people's, their defects, what they've done wrong, to be able to see, look at them negatively. He doesn't speak good about people. He doesn't see the good in people. He sees the bad in people. The flies come where there's dirt. The avilim say negatively about each other, about people. Each avil is yolit, says bad about them. A person who himself has kesroinus tends to be a negative person, and he doesn't speak positive. It's Gemara in Kedusha. And the Gemara says actually that the standard is he actually tends to see things through his defects. I had a mice once. I had the experience. Moshe Feinstein was a malach. I mean, he was more like a malach. But I mean, besides, you look at Rosh Hashanah Zalman, right? Wrote a tshuva to Moshe. You saw Rosh Hashanah Zalman's like cheres hakovet, the awe that he held Moshe. You can't picture what it's like, but the tzidkas of Moshe was mind-boggling. His edelkeit, his sweetness, his care, his love, everything. There was a person who wrote an article against Moshe, one of these Yiddish newspapers. I know it ended up on my Moshe was still alive. This it ended up in yeshiva. I don't know why somebody had wrote it in. I started reading this thing, and I got sick. But my reaction was, the person was basically accusing Rav Moshe that Rav Moshe had passed in a certain way because it was beneficial, it was benefit to him. So I said, you know what's happening over here? This person has such an attitude of negius that he can't even imagine that there's someone in the world who doesn't have negius. So he assumes that if he has negius, Rav Moshe also has negius. So I know why Rav Moshe did it because he has the negius. So basically, all he was publicizing in print how much negius he has. Right. That's all he saw in the article. That's what I was saying. Called person, boom, boom, person. We tend to see the world through our own eyes. And if I have negative, and I focus on my negativity, and my defaults, and my problems, my defects, and my problems, I'm going to see other people like that also. So that's the problem. Ben Yeshurim Rotson. Okay. They don't focus on the negative. They look at the good things about him. Mazakar b'Musar, they mentioned in the Sifrei Musar, this is the Ben Yonah talking. It's in the Chavos Levavos. Ki Adam Echad, the Chavos Levavos was written about 200 years before the Sherei Tshuva. Ki Adam Echad, B'chachem Avral in the Veil. There's a story that there's two people, a Chachem and this other person, were walking together and they passed by a carcass of an animal, smelly, dirty carcass. Amr Adam Kama Musrachas in the Veil Azul. Look how smelly it is, etc. Amr Chachem Kama Levenim Shenal. Look how white his teeth are. Okay? Why are you focusing on the smelly? Look at him, he has beautiful white teeth. Look at the positive. So that's his point. So the Ben Yonah says that the derech of the Yeshorim, the people which go straight, is to focus on the positive. Now that's a fascinating thing. Again, because we're back to Akasha, you know, I once heard from Zev Lev, a fascinating thing. The pasuk says by Bilam that Bilam was shesumo ayin. He was blind in one eye. That's the pasuk. In Avos in Perek, hey, with Hakdo Bilam, it's a tunis of Bilam. He says that one of the things that he had an eye in raw. The Rosh gave us two eyes. The difference in seeing something with two eyes and one eye. You see, with one eye, it's 2D. Two-dimensional. You see, with two eyes, it becomes 3D. So, when you see with one eye, it's flat. It's not real. It's just a picture. You see it with both eyes, you get a full picture. You perceive reality. The Russian gave us two eyes. One eye to see the positive, one eye to see the negative. You can't be naive, but you have to be able to see the full picture. There's more to the story. There's also positive things as well. When you see with both eyes, then you see a real picture. Bilam was blind in one eye. He had an eye in raw. He only focused on negative. Bilam comes to the midbar, right? Klaisel, the gorgeous Klaisel. And what does he see? You know, he wants to be Mikali. He wants to see the negative, right? Right? He looks at the they did the Chet Eagle, you know, like, you know, right? So the Bresham forces him to see the Matavar Lecho, etc. But the Bresham had to force him. I mean, you can go just see negative or not. So the mitzvah over here is not just to see only the positive. But the mitzvah over here is to understand that there's a lot of positive there, and to decide how to focus. And many, when you focus generally on the positive, you're able to actually accomplish much more than you focus on the negative. I think that's what he means. Bal Kaponim says the derech of the tzaddikim of the Yeshorim. Yeshorim means a person who's in Yiddish called grad. He goes intelligently. He goes straight. The Yashar focuses on the positive. The Havdol, there's this argument about is an optimist a realist or not? You know, pessimists argue that optimists are not realists, and that they are the real realists, because, you know. So I had a Chavrut Yeshiva, his, like, he wore the label of pessimist with pride. So I remember I walked into his, he was the barber in Yeshiva, so in the barber shop there's this big sign. It says, the light at the end of the tunnel is the headlight of the oncoming train. That was like, you know, that was a perfect effect of him. Like, you know, this light in the tunnel, it's the train that's going to roll, going to mow you down. Like, you know, that was like him, you know. So, and I used to say, can you look at it? Says, you have to be realistic. Why is it Yosher? Why is it Tzedek? So, but he's saying, but the derech of the tzaddikim, the Yeshorim, is to see good. So there's a fascinating Gemara. The more in Shabbat, the more it says, the more in Daf Lama Beis, you say it by Kaporis. Im yesh lav malach min yelef, the Hagid Adam Yushroi, by Yifteyam mi red ha-shach, then the puzzle like that, right? So what Chazal say, that if the Rashi comes to Din, there's 999 malachim saying bad, and one malach says good, the Rashi is makriel type. Comes to everything. Rabbi Yezer says not only that, but even if that one malach he's 99, you know, to bad and one to good. It's a thousand of a thousand. It's a million, right? Still, the Rosham is. So what's pshat? We have to say that be'etzem, the intrinsic nature of man is toiv. It doesn't make sense that the Russians should take the 1 millionth over there, everything else, unless that's intrinsic in the person. So the reality of Bnei Adam is betzim their toiv, with yitzharis, and they do things wrong, etc. But deep down, there is a core of toiv. So that's yashar to recognize that, because that's the real nature. So the Russian says, when it comes to din, I'm going to focus on that. That's what I suggest, maybe. Now, but it's a little bit hard sometimes to down the Habschus. The Archa Tzadikim says like this: Ha'onov is Yadin Kol Adam L'Chavschus. One of the biggest impediments to down the Chavschus is Gaiva. I think I know better. I think I'm smarter. I think so. I have a right to judge, etc. The honor says, you know, I should judge Rav Moshe Feinstein. I'm an idiot to judge Rav Moshe Feinstein. Like, you know, I know better than Rav Moshe. Mistami has a good reason why he's doing it, right? Mistami, because who am I compared to Rav Moshe Feinstein, right? So the honor is down the Chavschus. Moshe. Kishalo Echemen and Chassidim, they once asked one of the Chassidim, B'meh ha'yisa zecheliyos odin livnei d'orecha. Why did everybody respect you? You became like an odin, like a leader. How did you become a leader? How is it that people would follow you and respect you, etc.? Every person I saw, I felt was better than me. You're smarter than me. Right? I said, "Gamu, you're alekim. You're simimani." They were chachmosa. He said, "You're alekim." Well, you caught him chachmosa. He wasn't as smart as me. He didn't know as much as me. Amarti, who shoygeg when he makes it? Yeah, but and the more I know, the more the Russian expects from me. He gets a free pass. He's not so knowledgeable. I'm going to be, you know, with Brennan again. I mean, why you got to be young man? He was older than me. Amarti is chiyosav. Rabbi is chiyosai. He lives a little longer than me. Why you see zaki man? If I was older, Amarti, I wouldn't have said me. I wouldn't say I live longer. I'm more averus. You know, how you combine be chachma be yamim, my same age as me and the same level of knowledge as I. Marti libo toivel the kim yosim libi. Fisha ani yodeya haverisha sisi. I know what I've done bad. Fani yodeya haverisha also who I don't know what he's done. So maybe he's better than me. Imayoshim many amarti shuois at stalkers yosim many. He does has more money for stalker. Hayadam many. He doesn't have as much money as me. Amarti kihu daakush fal ruach yosim many. He has more anivas than I do. So therefore, I always focused that they're better than me, so I should focus on the good in them. I should be mechabed them. It's a fascinating thought process of this. Now, so David over here is going to say, you know, you have to be balanced. You can't take this to the extreme. That's a bit less word. You have to see both sides. So take a look over here at the Ben Yarno, the next page. Halacha l'maisa, what is the chiyuv of the mitzvah of Tzedek Yisrael Misach? Hinei kisira adam asher yidaber davar yasa maisa v'yesh lishpat devara umaseyo l'chad tzadchev l'tzadchus. It's possible to judge it both ways. Okay. If ahu yirei elokim, it's a person which you know that he's a person as Yir Shemayim. Nischayav to l'odin asher l'chavschus al derech emes gam yiyah adaber korav l'noyta yosha etzal adas l'chavchev. The logic tells you that's probably something negative. You still mechuyev the dan on the chavschus. Base. Imo mina beinanim she yizor mina chayit upamim yikosh leboy. They're pretty good. Sometimes they fall, etc. Yeshalach alahatas a savak alchriel chavschus. It's appropriate to judge the chavsus, k'moshe amru, from the rocha Shabbos, it does have the chavsus. So, mark you the name of the chavsus. If you judge the chavsus, the Baruch Hu will judge you the chavsus. It's a minatara. She never said he's from Yisrael. Be madaber noyta the chav chayva. He the rest of k'moy sofek al techrei the chav chayva. You don't mechriv the down the chavsus when it's more. It seems to be more negative. But try not to judge at all. Try not to get to make a decision. You know, you never know. Maybe there's more. But you don't mechriv the down the chavsus. Can you raise the king of Bavavoy? Takriya Maisa with the war of the Chavchayv. If you know that is a person who's in a Baal Averis, so you simply judge him L'chayv. Which is a fascinating idea. Maybe this time he's doing something good. No, probably not. Right? Once a person has been established, donning him L'chavstus is a way to make him be acceptable in your eyes. We don't want him to be acceptable in your eyes. We want him to be somebody that you find repulsive, that you want to stay away from. Okay, so that's the Kol of the Ben Yonah. The one Knesset, which he doesn't say over here, but the Chofetz Chaim is Madaik, and the Rambam, and the Ben Yonah, and others. What about a person that you have no idea? You're not familiar with him. New guy walks in, I have no idea. Over there, to me, it's Chassidus, the Dalam of Chofetz Chaim, it's not a Chiv. That, in other words, the mitzvah is to judge chavercha l'chavstus. Have you done as kol adam l'chavstus? The mission of is that there he calls him chassidus. That's not a chiv.
So that's how he explains that misacha. I have to be somebody you know and somebody who's a.
I guess so. Yeah.
So we've come to exclude a rasha, I guess.
If it's equal, a pasha, he means, you know, it could be fine. Now, okay, next page. So now, this is where's the balance? So the piece of four, which I didn't put in, I don't think I put in, but you have Hey Shin Chavches, the next page, in the Zeev office.
Yeah.
So there is a Ovis or Nosson, I think it is, which says that every person that you meet, you should judge him like a listen. You should assume he's a listen. So that doesn't really fit very well with the idea of Daniel Chavstus, right? So Matar Sechos Ad Yaivitz. So the Chassid Yaivitz explains, the Chassid Yaivitz was one of the Grushei Sfora. He was one of the people who was living in Spain at the time of the expulsion. He wrote a Pirush on Ovis. Kedivrei Braisa lo elam yehi kol odam beinecha kalistim. Kavana kader maisa. Shizor shelo yignavu mimenu kedei shelo yavu lachshad ben leodam achrakach. If you're going to be careful beforehand, you don't know the guy at all. So he's not going to steal from you. Well, maybe he's going to steal from you. It's much better to have a chashad beforehand and be careful and thereby prevent any negative things happening than letting the geneva happen and then have to deal with whether you're down on the chasus or not. It's been stolen. And the person's gone. So you're not getting it back from him. So it's irrelevant. At that point in time, it's lost. It's thought with right, other possibilities. In other words, calls to mind its relevance. Then Adarabba, in a certain sense, being careful and cautious is not a negative thing. It's a positive thing. That's what will. The Chofetz Chaim writes in an interesting place. He writes, he's multiple, it's very strong language. Whenever you get involved in a business with people, everything should be written. What do you mean? You don't trust me? Trust me? Of course I'm not going to cheat you. If people forget, people make mistakes, people misinterpret. So by that, being cautious up front and quote unquote not trusting him,
right,
you're going to save a tremendous amount of heartache and machloikas and lashon hara and all these horrible things at the end. And being trusting at the beginning, because it's not a tzidkis.
Trust but verify.
Right. So it's a that's what the Chofetz Chaim is really saying. So when it's still relevant, adarabba, being cautious is exactly what you want to do in order not to be in the situations where you have to down the chavos, think negative. But once it's happened already, and it's not relevant anymore, shadow mechayvus is here is nikar gadol chashivus legiel lidei chashad reshav. I really want to be careful in front in order not to be in a situation where I have to judge people negatively. So my zehiras in the beginning is not because I'm a negative person. It's because I'm a person who wants to be positive, recognizing that mistakes happen. And therefore, I'd rather be cautious and not have to deal with the danger, situations of chashad at the end. Shalom Tzuvah Lahizor, but call me Shayna Makiroi, Sharmimeno, Kilo Hulistim, Kakinosa Kakmi Chashad Shop, and therefore he'll protect himself from the negative situations, etc. That's one terrorist. Sefer Charedim, Omen al Shayla Zubakos of Omerkach, Sechon of Racha, call all them Yibanecha Kalistim, Umachabdoi, Kirabba Gamliel. Interesting losa, right? You look at him like a list him and give him the cover like the Gadol Hador. The Tema Shrei Amru Heavy Don is called Adam Chavshus. Mashiyat Sadik Beinov Buloi Chashteu Klal. Mishor Medena Chanami Tzarich Shiyat Sadik Gomer Beinov Lachabde Beleim Sholim Buloi Kechayin. You look at him as a Sadik. If you look at him as a, really as a Rosh, so why are you giving him cover? Ah, you're trying to flatter him. No. Regards to the covenant I give you, regards to being careful, I'm careful. Unless he's butterfly, etc. He brings an example of more in Tainas that two of the Talmidim came to Abba Chilkiah, and Abba Chilkiah didn't allow them to be near his wife because he didn't know. Doesn't know who they are. I mean, like, really? They look like the nice yeshiva guys, you know. But who knows? Right, so that's not considered something wrong. Okay. Okay, next piece I'm not gonna do. Okay, Page Shin Chavez. So he brings a piece over here. There's a Sefer Lech HaTov, it's a modern Sefer. Quotes a piece from Rav Dov Yaffa. Rav Dov Yaffa was Mashkiach and Yeshiva X. I forgot right now which way he was. So Adam HaMachapes Chavetz Yoker Shavu. He lost something very valuable. So what happens? You look at the places where usually you keep it. Okay, you didn't find it there. You start looking around the whole house. You never store it there. You never put it there. Well, maybe it went there, right? Because it's valuable enough. You look there. So now that didn't work either. You look at it again in the same places. Well, you already looked there. Well, maybe this time you'll notice it, right? Avisha Boraloi Shekvar Kipes Shom. You looked there already. Tzadi Goyen Ain Kol Sikri Sevir Limzur Shom as a Chavetz Oven. There's no rational possibility of finding it. Mikol Makom Mitak Shekosay Limzur as Aveda Who Nitla Afilah Befshar is built the Sviro because it's so valuable to me. I want to take it that one percent chance that I maybe missed it the first time, which is not logical. I really looked good. It's worth trying again. If I really, really had the tremendous appreciation of somebody else's covered, the thought is obvious, the mushroom is obvious, right? So I keep looking until I find a way to see it in a way which is covered. Even though it it's not logical.
That sounds a little contradictory with the idea if it's a Russia, then if you
correct.
Have to look that carefully, it's probably a guy who looks like to be a Russia.
No, you have cases where...
A specific case in the
guy's you have a case where the person is, you know, it doesn't look good. Right, just doesn't look.
In general, you think he's a Beinoni, but in this case,
he wasn't even Tzadik. You know,
in this case,
it just doesn't look good. You know, I mean, the Gemara's case, and the Gemara means the case in Shabbos over there, right? Let's see the case over there in Shabbos. I mean, it's like a wild Gemara, right? Tzara Bonin, page Kuchav Zayin, Shabbos Kuchav Zayin, or base, second line of the page. Adon Chaver Lechav Schus, Adon Erus Leschus. If you judge the schus, the person judges you the schus. So a person
came down from the Galil down to the Dorim and hired himself as a worker Shalashanim for 3 years. I need to go home. I have my home for 3 years. Give me my pay. He wasn't paid yet. Give me my pay and I'll go home and support my family. I have no money. Give me grain. I have no grain. Tainly karka. Give me a piece of property. I'll sell it. I don't have. Tainly behem. Give me an animal. I don't have any animals. Tainly karma. Give me the mattresses, pillows. Ainly. Echom garnished. Hivshul Caleb Lachurav, he threw his clothing over his back. Well, the base of Hakanevish, he went home very sad. Lachar Regal, after Sukkis, not the Balabais Schorei Biyodei, the Balabais took the full value of the pay for 3 years. V'imoy Masi Gimel Chamorim, he brought three Chamorim laden, Echad Ben Shalmaichel, Echad Shalmishto, with food, with drink, other types of presents. Well, the basically went to the person's house all the way up in the Galil. And they had a feast. He paid him. When you said, so the Balabas asked the worker, when you said to me, pay me my wages. I have no money. What did you think? What were you chashing me? I mean, you know, I was a rich person. I didn't have any money. He says, "Amarti." He answered, "I thought Sheba Prakmati Bazal Dizamalucha. You had a great opportunity to buy some merchandise for a good price. Lokachtaben. You spent all your money, all your liquid assets, on buying that merchandise. So even though you're a rich person, a lot of money, things happen." Okay. Give me an animal. I say, I have no animals. I mean, look out. There's animals out there. So he said, right now all of them have been rented out. And you have no right to give them away. You know I had karka. What do you think? You've committed to other people that they have a right to work those fields. You can't give them away. I have no grain. I have a storehouse full of grain. What do you think? They didn't take a meiser yet. Now they give it away before meiser. I have a house. Maybe you made a netter that you can't get any benefit from any of your chosid. I swear by Hashem, that's what happened. My son wasn't learning. I went to the chachamim. They were out to the netter. Is this story wild?
Wow.
The Shilta says that this worker was a Rekiva. Before he became a Talmud Chacham, he was an Amoritz, but you see his refinement of his midos. Right? So this is definitely not the indicators definitely indicate that the guy was lying to you. Right? I mean, you know, I see the fields, I see the money, I see the animals, I see the payers, I see the articles of clothing, I see everything. What do you mean? He has nothing. The guy right now is totally wiped out. Right? So I see this guy, you know, driving this fancy car, living in this fancy house. I mean, Mr. Tami has no reason why he didn't give me a penny when I asked him for stalker. He's never, you know, he has no money, you know. I asked him for a check, you know, he doesn't give check. Like, you know, really? Right? And then the more he's bringing this as a marshal of what it means to down the chavslus. So I just want to show you one last thing, and it's getting late. There's a morale. So the mission says, "Say the harav, ukrei the chachaver, behemidan is kolodim lechavschus." Okay.
So what's the hemshich of the Mishnah? I said the Chorav, Kedah the Chochover, you should tell the person the Chavzchus. Midazois, it's in the middle paragraph, like about halfway down the page, that end of the line. Midazois, nimsa bottom neshu makarvas abrius vayavasa. This mida, mishokach oisul rav asher kadai. That is called the Thus. Whatever the El Masha Kazal, the funny is that Yosef and Yerzal Shia, Oyvaz, the Chabim, Haim Chom, and Gdarlim, who his or his Yerzal Shia, Yerma, Mali, the Pliny, Pliny, and it is the Rav. I mean, look what he does. Ben Ali is the Pliny, Chaber, Chaber, Yana, look what he does. Pliny also Ket, who Russia. Whatever is El Yasa, Rak, if you don't have the mida of Dan Lechavschus, you're not going to have a Rav or a Chaver. Every person you're going to interface. Everybody has something wrong, right? If I'm going to focus on the negative, and every time he does something, I'm saying maybe he's doing bad, I can't live with anybody. A husband and a wife, I mean, if they don't have the hanag of Dan Lechavschus, they don't have a marriage, right? So we understand that relationship, there's trust in the relationship. So the trust in the relationship allows them to say, Mustama, what they did wasn't something which is negative. Not negative to me, not negative to what, you know, I look at them as somebody that I respect, and somebody I think is valuable. So I don't think that it's something negative to me. Right, the husband said something to the wife, and the wife, you know, felt it was insensitive. So, if she her overall picture of her husband is a positive picture, she'll say he didn't realize he made a mistake. He didn't mean to say that, he wanted to do something else. So, if the overall relationship is functional and it's healthy. So you put these things in place, and you ignore them and say there has to be another explanation, because it doesn't fit with my picture of the person. But if I don't have a positive picture to start with,
right.
So I have no motivation to judge this thing which happened in a positive way. So the Ramal's point is, you need to create, if you want to create an overall picture of how to be knowing but on the Chavero, you need to be a person who judges people in a general, it starts off with a positive picture of people, like the Ben Yonah was saying, and then you're going to, it's a specific instance. Well, if I judge him in general, I look at him as a positive person, probably what happened was something positive, it wasn't something negative. There must be more to the story. He didn't mean that, you know, etc. But if I don't start with that hanukha, the next step is not going to happen. So, Mida zois gamken onof who me avas Hashem yisborach, who me majegem lamati me avas chachamim, mishu oyev Hashem yisborach, oyev as a brius shem bruyev yisborach, ki mishu oyev as the kale who oyev as kol shashaychem loy mitzrafim elah. If I love somebody, if I really like the patriarch of the family, I'm going to feel close to the family. I don't really know the family so well, but I feel close to them. I have this, you know, this Hargosha Ha'ara. We went to a park, Gani Yeshua. It's a very large park in the middle of Tel Aviv. There was probably about 4,000 people there, Cholomoy. 90% Yidden. There were some Arabs there also, but 90% Yidden. Right? Chiloni, Dati, Haredi, you know, all rolled into one. It was the most wonderful experience, like spending an afternoon with 4,000 Jews. Or it was the most horrible experience, spending the afternoon with 4,000 Jews. Right? It's up to you to decide how you want to look at it. You say, wow, it's so warm to be together with people which are all yidden together. You can also exhilarating experience. Or it can be like all those dirty Jews are here. Like, you know. So we're barbecuing, which is part of the Israeli sport called barbecuing. Right? And a fellow walks by, Chiloni, a fellow walks by, he says, you know, this is Enusi Mangal Po, Osula Sut Mangal Po, you know. It's this Chiloni family, like about 10 feet away, right, with this big, like, a mangal three times the size of ours, you know, barbecuing. To them, he says nothing, you know, but to us, because we're, you know, I can choose to focus on that, you know. So I said to the family, you know, listen, I don't think it's a problem. If it is, Maman Rashad. But you know what? I don't know. He's in a bad mood, so he wants to say something. Move on with life. Don't focus on it, right? Or like, horrible experience. This guy comes over and starts yelling at us and something. You know, you have a choice how you judge your life, whether you look at the world positive or negative, right? So it was an exhilarating afternoon. It was like, you know, you're with so many yidden. It's like a geschmack thing. You know, yidden enjoying himself. And once an autumn, Chosha, one of them told me, he says, the Baruch Hashem has a no when he sees yidden having a no. It's an interesting nusach. Chosha, you know, yeah, it's beautiful to be by the Kaisel, you know. I mean, we were by the Kaisel, it's like, Chalamoid by the Kaisel, it's just like, you know, you can't move. And we didn't go for Rechus Kana. I wasn't going to get myself involved in that, you know. I definitely respect my need to be healthy and not to be crushed. But we went later on that day. It was still, I mean, it was just throngs of people. So that was extraordinary. But, you know, this is a different experience. And it's, you know, they weren't necessarily the best people, quote unquote. But they're yidden. I like the Zetas. I like the family. I like the Rosh Hashanah. I like the family. It's so hard because you didn't push your button sometimes. You know, I tell you this: what my what's late. So we were by Kever Rachel. So we have relatives. My uncle Lozer, his daughter lives in a neighborhood called Nof Zion. Atomik Nof Zion. Where is Nof Zion found? Nof Zion is in, you ever heard of Jabal Mukhbar? Okay? It's in the middle of Jabal Mukhbar. Mamish in the middle. Right? That, all of the Arab terrorists, that the hotbed of the Arab terrorists in Yerushalayim is Jabal Mukhbar. That's exactly where they lived. There's one block of, you know, Chardal people over there, like Beshita, we are not, and they lived there. Aleph. Bays. It's immediately south of the city, and it's raised up. You see directly into Makom Mikdash from there. It is gorgeous. It's gorgeous view. And it's when we were there, the last time we went to visit there, my wife had not mincha, so she said to her cousin, says, Bail, I need not mincha. She says, 1 second. She opened up the tree seam. You see straight into Makom Mikdash. My wife says, I get it. I get why you live here. I get it totally. So we're in Kever Rachel, so it's not far from there. So, you know, I figured we'll pick up a manit and we'll go. We took the bus there, but you know, going back, I'm not going to take a bus. You know, to there, I'm not going to take a bus. You know, so the fellow comes in. I get in. We start driving myself and my wife. She says, "You know, where are you going?" He says, "Nof Zion." I'm like, "Nof Zion." He says, "He starts. He's driving. We're driving already." He says, "Nof Zion." He says, "Ze ben haravim haklavim ken."
Yes.
I said, yeah.
Wow.
He says, "Ani mefached lo shalom." He says, "Kama tama shalem." He says, "My chiluk kama ani mefached lo shalom." I mefached lo mefached. Like, what's the nafkamina? Right?
I can be less afraid for.
And Elamai, what? You're willing to go? So then, with the hell, man, it's called shloshim shekel. So he said, shloshim shekel. He got so upset at me. He says, shloshim shekel. Right? He says, meir shekel lechol apachut. I said, Chamishim shekel. I go, you know, good. And we had, and he was angry at me. He was like, you know, I should go Ben HaKlavim, you know, because, you know, for your 30 stupid shekels. Like, you know, I mean, he was not much angry at me. You know, meanwhile, he's driving. You know, we're in the gate, you know, they're still going, you know. He hasn't kicked me out of the car yet. I haven't offered to get out, you know. So we ended up with Shiva and shekel, fine. Now, when he drops me off at the end, he asked me, you know, when are you going back so I can pick you up? I said, I said, I don't understand. But, okay, so we're halfway there. He says, Mefata. Right? He says to me, okay, we're going quick. There was like total silence in the car. He was angry at me. He says, Anime Mechul, Anime Washington. Says Atom of Washington. Says Chasham that Atom of Bnei Brak. Atom of the Bnei Brak. The Chitov. We start schmoozing. Says next question, of course, is Lama Tagaber Chutzlar. Lama Tagaber Leal Haaretz. Can you guess? Ain't no chaschut leol go baharetz. Ni yesh teachut. Atoy et lo ti en chaschut. You know, ain't no chaschuyot leol go baharetz. Itochein. Says itochein. Ain't no chaschut. Says no Lama Tagaber Chutzlar. Says yesh te tamirim sham. Yena chatamirim po. It was like he went from being angry at me to be like schmoozing like this. That is Eretz Yisrael. That is Yidden. You can be fighting 1 second, the next second you're schmoozing. He tells me his name. He tells me he was born. He tells me how long he's been there. You know, it's like, really, you know, it's the mice. It's sure the Kazakh. You know, like. You don't have conversations with taxi drivers in America like that. I've tried. I've tried. It's not the same. Sorry. You know, but I can't say I've tried. I tried once in London also, but then it's, so it's a different, you know, there is this musik of, if you love them, something to get on your nerves. You know, your siblings get each other's nerves. They step in each other's toes. But they're still siblings, they're still friends, they still love each other. If you do that, he says, then you can say, you come with a positive attitude. You know what? Mistama, there's a way to see that this. Mistama, I trust that there has to be something good here. Let me see if I can figure it out. I think that's what it means with tzedek, for a misacha. Tif, if the relationship is a positive relationship, we're going to assume to look positive. That's not chesed, that's tzedek.